We have been having some of the most important conversations I think that this platform has ever had over the last few days. Some of you may have seen last week my interview with David Schmidt. Schmidt is the inventor of something called X39. He talked about the scientific research and the studies that go into all of this. He talked about what X39 is. Some of you are familiar with it. If you want to get familiar, hey, don't take my word for this, okay? I want you to do your own research. Don't believe me. You know us here at this platform, we are skeptics. We literally question everything. So when Crystal Teeny, who you can find on Instagram, who is an influencer and just, I mean, she has been exposing, you know, the Western medicine and, I mean, everything COVID related for a very long time. It's a great follow. I wouldn't recommend her if she wasn't. Go to Instagram, follow Crystal Teeny. She's got a lot of testimonials about this stuff. She's the one that introduced this to me. And I was like, yeah, okay, BS. No, I don't believe it. I'm going to put this little patch on and it's going to happen. She's like, talk to David Schmidt. Just talk to him. Interview the guy. I'm asking him questions. I'm like, yeah, this is really hard to believe. They convinced me to try these things. They're patches. They're little tiny circular patches. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing one on my shoulder right now. I don't know if you can see it or not. There it is. Wearing one on my shoulder right now. Why am I wearing it on my shoulder? That's called the Eon patch, by the way. We'll get into what that means. I'm wearing that on my shoulder because I have something called endoclavicular arthropathy. It was, so basically it's arthritis, right? At the joint that joins my shoulder right here to my clavicle right here, my collarbone. Okay, for all of you guys that don't understand. Endoclavicular arthropathy, mouthful. Basically what that means is a ton of pain, like pain to the point where I couldn't incline bench press. I couldn't do dips. Chin-ups were really difficult. Chin-ups or pull-ups, one of the two, where you have your hands forward. Okay. A lot of overhead press, anything shoulder related, just couldn't do it. It ruined my baseball career. I've been dealing with the pain for years. I tried injections, laser-guided nonsense that goes into the very tiny joint, and they inject these poisonous steroids into that little tiny joint. They fill it with volume. That made it worse. So, of course, then it's like me as a guy who's against, you know, poisoning myself. I don't take, you know, anti-inflammatories like Advil or ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything like that because I don't want to poison myself. So I've just become accustomed to dealing with the pain. That pain, I'm just telling you 100,000%. This is 100% true. That pain is gone. Like literally gone. I am incline benching. I am doing the chin-ups and pull-ups. I am doing the dips. I am doing the overhead presses. That pain, which was excruciating, is gone. And it was chronic, and it is gone. The only thing that has changed is I'm wearing the patch. In addition to that, the X39, which may be the most amazing thing ever, is bona fide actual age reversal. So I'm being serious. You're going to see stem cell repair. So we're talking about treating your body at the cellular level rather than addressing the pain. Okay, how do you address pain? Most pain is caused by inflammation. So we address the pain by putting you on these opioid epidemic causing, you know, painkillers, muscle relaxers, all of this BS nonsense that Western medicine wants you to have because they want to keep you chronically coming back because that means more dollars for these for-profit businesses called hospitals and clinics. And then, you know, so they mask the pain by giving you stuff that makes you out of your mind crazy and gets you addicted to all kinds of nefarious stuff like heroin. And then if that doesn't work, or even if it does, they treat the inflammation, right? So they give you anti-inflammatories. They put you on all the stuff that's made in China or India, pharmaceutical stuff where the quality control absolutely sucks. People with diabetes, you know, are a lot of times that's caused by inflammation. Cancer, without inflammation, cancer wouldn't be around. So they treat the inflammation, right? What this is doing is it's treating you at the stem cell level. Go to uncancelablehealth.com. You'll find all the research on this, scientific research that I'm not qualified to talk about. Don't believe me. But your stem cells actually become repaired, thereby ideally eliminating what the inflammation is. And in my case, reducing the pain to zero. Now, my next guest is Michael Michaelides. Michaelides is a golf pro. That is his career. He's out in the sun a lot. So obviously skin damage. He has to teach people how to swing a club. He swings a club himself. I mean, this is his career. Golf is his career. His career came to a standstill. He thought he was going to have to retire. He's going to tell us why. And he joins us now. Michael, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, okay. Full disclosure. When we were off the air, I heard a very brief rendition of what you went through, how you got introduced to X39, and I want to hear the rest of it. And of course, everybody at home, like we're talking about age reversal here. We're talking about if you are, I don't know if you want to talk about how old you are or not, but you said that you were a certain age and you feel a different age. I've talked about some of the things that I'm dealing with. You know, short-term memory is back. I'm processing information like crazy. I'm driving my lady crazy because I have more energy and sexual energy than I've had for a very long time. The performance is through the roof right now, okay? My skin has become tighter. My posture is better. My shoulders are back and down instead of being hunched over like I do a lot of times because I'm dealing with stress. I feel like things are happening, and I thought it was placebo effect at first. Nothing has changed. So tell your story. I want to hear your testimonial in its entirety.
Yeah, so I'm 46. I don't mind, you know, telling how old I am. And been a golf pro for now 25 years. So I bounced around some mini tours, played the Nike Tour, did the big break on the Golf Channel, been on ESPN with like World Long Drive and all that stuff. And World Long Drive, I mean, I've been doing that for the past 15 years. And you're swinging the golf club at 140, 150 miles an hour. So it does take a big toll on your body. And I'm a bigger guy, right? So I'm just over 6'4", about 275. So I'm, you know, kind of, I'm like a football player, essentially. Like, you look at me and you don't necessarily think golf. And last year, so I have a homestead. I live in, you know, upstate New York. And I had done some work on the homestead. I do kind of everything myself. And I had a mild tear in an extensor tendon on my left forearm, plus tendonitis in both forearms. So some people call it tennis elbow or whatever you want to call it. And I could not, literally last April, could not pick up a coffee cup, like, without both hands. That's how bad it was. I couldn't even grip a golf club. And I told my wife, I said, you know, this is bad. Like, I don't know what really I'm going to do, because if I can't use my hands and I can't use my body, well, you know, obviously I can't do golf.
Which means that you can't earn a living. So you couldn't pick up your coffee cup. Just to be clear.
No.
Okay.
My wife thought I was joking around.
That was because of the pain that you were dealing with? I mean, you were in so much pain that you couldn't.
So much pain and weakness. Because when you have a tear in your extensor tendon and you have inflammation, like, you can't, you physically don't have the strength. Like, you don't have the hand strength and the pain. It's crazy.
Okay. So what did you try? Obviously, you were desperate to try a whole lot of things. What did you do?
So, you know, I've done phototherapy, like, in terms of, like, where you go to, like, a sports physio or something like that. I've done acupuncture. I've done different things, you know, whether it's massaging it, sports creams. And, you know, as an athlete, I mean, I was living literally on Aleve, Advil every day, you know, 4, 5, 6 a day. Crazy. And I know what the effects are of it long term. But, you know, sometimes as an athlete, you're trading kind of, you know, one long-term possible issue for, you know, your career. So I followed Crystal. You know, we kind of have the same kind of thoughts with kind of how the world's been and everything. And she keeps talking about these patches. And as a native New Yorker, you know, she's like, you gotta try this. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this whole thing's gonna freaking help me. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, you seen the size of me? Like, this little thing is not gonna help.
Right.
And your my initial reaction, like, I know you question everything and you're skeptical and everything else. And as a New Yorker, like, everything, I kind of assume everybody's BS until you show me you're not. So I tried the patch, got it. The first week, I was one of those, like, 1 out of 10 cases that feels like the initial detox reaction, which, you know, I guess through all the stuff I was putting in, whether it was Celebrex, Naproxen, and all that stuff, I guess, you know, my liver function, everything really just needed to kind of cleanse that out. So the first week, I was really feeling some pretty good, like, strong effects on it. By the second week, inflammation started going down. I started feeling a little stronger. I was able to grip a club. So then I was kind of walking around the house, like, you know, holding a golf club, seeing what I can do. Taking some mini swings, stuff like that. Third week, I actually had an event. I had a charity event I had to do that I was raising money for, and did the event. I mean, I had pain, but I could at least do the event, right? And as an athlete, you're like, okay, you deal with the pain, you're like, fine. And what I started noticing is every day, the pain was getting a little less, a little less, a little less. And you know, the changes were pretty small, like, at first. Once I hit the third month, I noticed that on days, if I had like 2 or 3 days off in between events or something like that, that those days I really didn't have much pain at all, which was great. And I was able to do things around the homestead. And right about July, I had went to make a move. I was at home doing something, and I went to make a move, and I felt this, like, pop. It was probably the best way I could describe it. And I guess whatever was putting the pressure on my sciatic nerve just released. I mean, from right about mid-July, August on, you know, I haven't had any pain.
Zero pain at all whatsoever.
Yeah, none. It's been... The last time I was...
You're swinging a club at 150 miles an hour like you were prior to any of this nonsense going down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last time I was pain-free as an athlete was probably like I'm 30, maybe. You know?
You're crazy. 30 again. Like, you said that you felt like you were 30 again.
Yeah. It's nuts. Like, I mean, like I said, my wife gives me crap about it all the time because I went from... where I would be in between events, I would have days off, and it would be strictly 100% recovery, to now I'm out there and I'll be up firewood or you know, felling trees or doing something on the property, and she's looking at me like, you have an event tomorrow, like you got to leave tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, energy way up. Like you said, skin's way better. I mean, hell, there's even less gray in my beard a little bit, which is like crazy. And you know, it's not crazy.
We talked to a guy who's 70 years old who was completely bald for 15 years. We're talking about bowling ball head, shiny. Yeah. You know, like you see how I'm shiny right now. I don't wear makeup. Right. I don't do the makeup thing, and I don't really give a damn how I look on TV. Like, they're like, well, maybe you should cut down some of your shine. Like, no, I don't care. They get the authentic me. If I'm too shiny for you, then listen to us on Apple Podcasts, and you don't have to look at my shining forehead. But this is happening because my skin, the collagen production in my body, is coming back after such a short period of time that I actually emit this glow. But this guy who was bald for 15 years, bowling ball head, shiny head, very obviously 70-year-old old man. I mean, we would refer to 70 as old man. This guy looks like he's going to live till he's 150. He has a thick, full head of hair. You explain that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't. I mean, I have, like, family members that, you know, I was the guinea pig, right? Obviously, okay? Like, fair enough, right? So, you know, now, like, my wife wears the patches. My mom, my aunt, my dad, like, whatever else. And they all notice the same thing. Like, they're like, you know, my hair is thicker. You know, it's growing a little quicker. Skin is getting better.
But they all look at you like you were crazy beforehand, right? I mean, they're New Yorkers as well.
Let me put it this way. I'm so used to being called labeled conspiracy theorist or whatever you want to call it, that I literally have a hat that says tinfoil on it that I wear like outside walking around.
Yeah, I should too. You know? Rolling Stone actually referred to me on their front page of the Rolling Stone, America's conspiracy kingpin. Okay, well, yeah. That's fine. But listen,
well, that's okay.
I got to ask you, I mean, so I was at the gym the other day. I normally work out in the morning. I was there in the afternoon. Well, one other guy was like, you know, normally I see him in the mornings too. He just happened to be there in the afternoon. He's like, Stu, what are you doing here? Aren't you normally here in the morning? And I go, yeah, I was here this morning. He's like, wait, what? I'm doing two exercises, two workouts today.
Yeah.
Didn't even really realize until I was on my way to the gym. I just like being there. I like being at the gym. I have noticed a huge transformation in myself since I've become committed to the gym. I dropped alcohol a few days after Valentine's Day. I'm watching the white flour intake. I'm not doing processed sugars. And I'm just seeing a really fast transformation. Very well hydrated, all of these things. A few supplements. And then I'm like, oh, these supplements, I'm just pissing them out. They're really not doing anything. People are wasting their money on these supplements. I heard about these patches. I put them on. I'm just telling you, muscle recovery, energy, all this stuff. So I was in the locker room and I'm telling him, like, yeah, this is my second workout of the day. I cannot believe how energized I am. This is a little patch, blah, blah, blah. And he's looking at me like, you're crazy. You know, like, okay, dude.
I get that look all the time.
I told him, I said, don't believe me. Go to uncancelablehealth.com and read about the X39. Read the science behind this. Read about the patents. Read what it actually does by emitting God's light back into your body, repairing the SEMSA. This is like legitimate, 100% like actual reversal of the age process. And for $99, you get a 30-day supply. So I'm like, okay, Crystal, I'll be in for 90 days, $300. If at 90 days I'm not seeing anything, I won't trash the product because I know that, you know, you're selling it or whatever. I won't trash it, but I'm not going to recommend it and I'm not going to do it. I won't trash you, but I'm not going to recommend it and I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to get my, because they have a full money back guarantee too. That's another thing that sold me. She's like, yeah, they'll give you your $300 back. No problem. I'm so thankful for her. Like, and I'm only on day 12. Okay. Yeah. When I cannot wait to see day 90, like literally feel younger.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, I mean, I've gone down all those rabbit holes where, you know, like the difference between like chronological age and biological age and biohacking and stuff like that and everything else. And, you know, it's amazing to me because I sit there and I mean, I drink hydrogen water and, you know, do all this stuff and everything else, but these little things, I mean, it's been so nuts. So right now I have the X39 here, right? Cause that's where I put it where, cause I had, you know, some issues, like I said, the extensor 10 and everything else. I have the X49 for blood flow, stamina recovery. Like they call that their performance pack, you know, so if you're an athlete or something like that, that's great. And then I actually have the glutathione one for detox and for immune system back here, just above my C7. I've used the energy enhancers before, awesome product. The Eon before, awesome product. You know, I mean, the Eon and the X39, for anybody that has arthritis issues or anybody that has like really big issues, like my mom had double hip replacement, knee replacement, that combination seems to just, it, you know, the Eon helps kind of supercharge the X39 as well. And it's just awesome. So yeah, I mean, I tell everybody that, I mean, shoot, I even made up LifeWave hats for it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, seriously, it's awesome.
Wow. Do people that have listened to you and they thought you were crazy, but somehow you said, look, man, just try it. I mean, I'm sure as a golf pro, you're recommending it to players. I mean, I'm sure that you've recommended it to people who have tried it. Do they look at you like you're less crazy? Are they thanking you as they should be?
The funny part is, so as a golf pro, you know, I used to get approached. I still do. But I mean, you know, you get approached all the time, right? About, you know, hey, why don't you endorse this training aid, or why don't you endorse this golf club, or why don't you endorse this or whatever? And I've never endorsed anything, right? I'm like, no, that's okay. Not saying it doesn't work, because they do, the training aids do. It just never was my thing. I wasn't this guy. It's like, okay, put my name on this. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I didn't start posting about the product, the X49, X39, X49, all that stuff, until 3.5-4 months in. I said, I'm not going to touch it. You know, 90 days, I'm not going to do anything. And then after that, we'll see what happens. So I'm just like, I'm not, you know, going to do it. So at the PGA show this year, I've gone down there for 20 plus years. So literally guys that know me for 20, 30 years, even knew me back in college when I was playing, are like, I know, like, you've been a pro for 20 plus years. I followed you for all this time. This is the first time you've ever promoted like any product. And I said, yeah. I go, that's how strongly I feel about it. Like, even like you see this, like if you've ever watched golf, like you see the big staff bags. Okay, that's like the biggest piece of real estate for a pro. Like you can make money on, right? Like, you know, companies pay for that, right? So I went out and paid for it myself to make a LifeWave staff bag. You know, just because when I'm on a tee box or I'm doing something, that white bag right there with the LifeWave logo and everything is like right there, so people can, you know, they ask me about it, like, what's LifeWave? And I'm more than happy to tell them. And that's how much this product and this company actually helped. You know, I mean, it's insane.
It's amazing.
I literally wouldn't be doing what I do anymore if it wasn't for this. And everybody's like, well, you say that. I'm like, I say it because it's the truth. Like, I'm not being facetious.
Yeah, you literally couldn't hold a coffee cup, and now you're remaining a golf player.
Like I said, I mean, my wife was giving me crap about it, you know, because she, I mean, you know, she's tiny. She's like Crystal, she's like 5'2", right? So same thing, you know, she's like, oh, you're joking with me. Like, you can't, I'm like, literally, I can't pick this up. Like,
and as a golf pro, you spend a lot of time in the sun. I briefly talked about, and we're running out of time here, but I briefly talked about, you know, obviously the crow's feet set in, the lines in your face, it's all gone.
Way better.
I mean,
And I don't use sunscreen or any of that stuff. Like, I don't put chemicals on me or any of that stuff. So I've always, you know, being Greek, I always like, I'm like, I'll just tan. That's fine. So my skin's gotten better. Everything. I mean, it's crazy. Oh.
Legitimate age reversal. Like, if you could find the fountain of youth, if somebody could tell you where the fountain of youth was, I mean, how much would you pay for it? And what do you really have to lose? $100. I still recommend 3 months. Spend the $300. Get the 3 months of patches. Try it. Full money back guarantee.
Yep.
Once you do it, I'm convinced that you'll recommend it to everybody else. It truly is. Like, David Schmidt is like convinced that we can live till we're like 150. So if you're like a grandma or a grandpa and you want to play with your grandkids, you know, or If you're a dad working two jobs because the government sucks and they steal all your money from you and you have to work two jobs to provide for your family and keep a roof over there, and you just don't have the energy when you get home to throw the baseball or the football around like you could, like you could literally go from 46 to 30, like inside and out, and it's repairing the organs and the stem cells and like it's making an actual cellular level change in you instead of masking and poisoning and all this stuff. Like, why wouldn't you try that? I can't imagine not trying it. So get it at uncancelablehealth.com. This is where you can find all the real information. Don't believe me, uncancelablehealth.com. Michael Michaelides, thank you so much for being here to share your testimony with all of us. We really appreciate it. God bless you. And and come back anytime because sharing these testimonials is incredibly important for people. We're helping to save lives. We're actually helping to improve other people's lives. And my platform is always open for that. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you.